Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dream. Royal Dream. Dream. Royal Dream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back up on my team. Had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buzzed like hives and fly to true ambition. Till them numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers old. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Think of your ground, royal dreams. They try on me, run into armies. Royal dreams, I ride into the mud. There's no more fantasy. It's all about who you know, those you call family.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, March the 14th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect your time. And I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you today. We want to talk about the true esoteric hidden history of what we call planet Earth. We've been talking about this because we introduced it when we went through the series, The Cosmology of the Cosmogrator, as we started talking about a different creation story. It's very similar or the same almost as the creation story that we have from the biblical narrative, but there are just some, you know, a few things that's a little different. So we want to talk. I want to introduce the rest of the plan for this year, what I'm going to be doing for 2019, which is revealing, explaining, and illuminating and simplifying this entire system, this entire harmonious arrangement. But we want to pull the veil off, and we want to remove the veil, so to speak, so that way everybody can see clearly. And it is this unveiling process that we're going to be talking about that's inside of my book, The Hidden Ontological History of Mankind. So this book, as you guys know, as I talk about a lot, don't have that book on the market. I just recently posted it back on my Payloads page. Book sells for $500. It's about a 600-page book that explains what we're going to be discussing and going through in 2019. So in 2019, I'll be going through that book, The Ontological History of Mankind. And I will be sharing some information that's otherworldly, some stuff that haven't really been taught. I did a show back in February of 2015, I think it was February 2015, when we were talking about the history of our cistern or this particular solar system. And this year, the rest of this year, I'm going to go through not only some of the Nag Hammadi texts and the sacred texts that we've been talking about, especially the Sophia of Jesus Christ, but we also want to talk about a lot of the history that's not history. Because contrary to popular belief, history has been altered or changed. So many people, you know, we put our faith in systems or in authority because it makes life simple. So the ability to go through life without asking to or without having to answer the very, very deep questions of life. And those deep questions are, who are we, where are we from, how do we get here? And it's extremely important, brothers and sisters, that the last question is, where are we going? Now, what's extremely important is for you to answer those questions based upon the knowledge and information that has been given to you by your Father. Each one of us, we are embarking upon this ontological history, because history that we have has been changed or written. So that way it benefits the educational institutions of this world. And so not all men in physical bodies are the same ontologically. Now, that's biologically proven by the different types of Homo sapien, Homo Neanderthal, Homo gargantuan, a lot of the stuff that we've already talked about. But what we're going to be talking about doing the rest of this year, and this series is made up of seven. We've done one, so we've got six more series to do. And each one of the six series will be 7 hours. So we're going to have seven series, and each series is 7 hours, so a total of 49 hours of content. And then we're going to also be going through my book, The Ontological History, The True Esoteric Ontological History of Mankind. So that's going to be a part of the series as well. Now, for the members of the Kingdom International Training Center, you guys know that you guys get everything that's offered, you get a 50% discount. So the prices that's posted on my Facebook page, and what we're going to be talking about today and what I've been talking about and what I will be talking about for the rest of this month as we gear up for the rest of 2019, is for non-members. But for the members, again, you just knock off 50% of that cost because you're already a part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. So this esoteric cosmology deals with a government that was intentionally or unintentionally created. And now the current government has intentionally created history that supports or that changes the true history. So that way you are always in the dark. You always have this feeling, you know something is off, but you're not sure what exactly is off. And it's this ability to connect with that true, authentic feeling. And once you do that, brothers and sisters, it totally changes the narrative or totally changes the game. Now, each and every one of us have been given something by our Father. And that is the over and understanding that we have this spark that's placed down inside of us that allows us to connect with what is called epigenesis. That's the planes of existence that's of higher world. W-H-I-R-L and worlds, W-O-L-D-S, worlds. And it's these emanations that connects us with the hierarchies of the cosmic cycles or the cosmic year. And it's this ability to transcend and to transform or be transformed. It's the ability to alter, if you want to use this term, your mental disposition or state of consciousness. It is simply a way of understanding the universe, the way of understanding how everything works on this dimension. And so your ability to tap into and to understand how everything works on this dimension is tied into your ability to get outside of this dimension. Because as long as you stay inside of this dimension, you're limited by the framework, by the pattern of this dimension. And so your job is to simply question the frame. Because as long as you're always asking questions, you're always evolving. Because you keep peeling back layer after layer of the hidden ontological history of mankind. So that way you can start tapping into a lot of the stuff that we're going to be discussing during this series. But a lot of people, they are comfortable with being uncomfortable. And so your job is to understand that whenever you approach a particular issue, or whenever you approach something that's in the area of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships, then you have to question the wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship that you have. And you have to question whether or not what is given to you is actually real. And it's these questions that you go through that as you're asking yourself, you're not questioning the narrative, or you're not questioning it because of the fact that it's not real or that it's wrong. You're questioning it to get clarity. You're questioning it to get a deeper understanding. But a lot of people believe or think, or we're taught that if you're asking, just the art of asking questions is bad. So you have to make it okay for you to ask questions. Because a lot of people feel uncomfortable just by asking questions. Because when you ask a question, that implies that there's something wrong. And so there's not something wrong. You're asking questions just to get a deeper understanding, or just to get clarification on some issue, or just to have a better clarification so that way you can have more confidence. And so everything starts there. Everything starts with you making it okay for you to ask questions. Because many of us don't ask questions, and the questions is of ourselves. Then the question is of our quote-unquote authority figures. And so once you start asking questions of yourself, and once you start asking questions of your, you know, so-called authority figures, then that's when you get into some deep waters. Because then you start to pull up things that people can't answer. And then that's when you go to the Father. That's when you actually tap into the true esoteric history of mankind and the cosmology of the Cosmogrator. And so for the next, you know, 7 months, we're going to be going through my book, The Ontological History of Mankind. And in this book, we're going to, you know, there's going to be some statements that's going to be made and some proof that's going to be provided and some research that you're going to need to do so that way you can over, under, and understand that you can get outside of this harmonious arrangement that's been given to us by, again, the dominant culture, for lack of a better term. Now, again, everything that we've discussed in the first series, so the first series that we just did, which is the Cosmogrator series, the cosmology of the Cosmogrator, that just introduced us to the under, over, and understanding that, hey, it's okay to question the nature of your reality. So the first thing that we've got to do is we've got to make it okay for you to be okay. Because right now it's not okay for you to ask questions of the nature of the reality. That's not cool. You can't ask questions of your authority figures. You're just supposed to go along with what is spoken. You're not supposed to ask questions. Now, remember, the questions don't necessarily have to be addressed to the, you know, the individuals. You can actually go directly to the Father. You can actually go directly to the forefather. You can actually ask questions about the history and the metaphysics of mankind. Because according to the definition of the word mankind, it means human race. It means mankindy. K-E-N-D-E. It's an old English term that gives us the word human race. But what it's talking about, it's referring to a kind. So mankind means a class or a variety. It means many classes or many different varieties. And so we have to start by understanding the definition of the terms and the words that we use, because a lot of people, they throw out words and they throw out terms, and they don't define those words. They don't define the terms. And so without defining the words and defining the terms, when we talk about things like ontological and ontologically and history and man and kind and earth and religion and all of the words, then we get into understanding the true metaphysics of mankind. So for the rest of 2019, we'll be doing, you know, 6 more series. Each series is going to be 7 hours long, and we're going to be going through a book that I wrote many years ago that I never sold or never made available to the general public. And in that book, we're going to go through what Jesus said in the Gospel of Thomas. In the Gospel of Thomas, Jesus said, "He who seeks, let him not cease seeking until." So if this next statement that I make has occurred in your life, then you can stop seeking. If it's not according to Yahushua, you should continue to ask questions. Because according to the Gospel of Thomas, Jesus said, he who seeks, let him not cease seeking until he finds. And when he finds, he will be troubled. And if he is troubled, he will be amazed. And he will reign over all. So you will notice that the steps that lead to the, not a, there are steps that lead to, that leads you to the truth, not a truth. So the, yeah, I mean, you keep going. Because when you find, they say keep going. When you find, it's plural, more than one. So you're going to find a bunch of stuff. Okay, that's great. You keep going. It's not, you don't keep going because the stuff that you find is not true. You keep going because the stuff that you find is just a piece of a broad puzzle. And so what happens is many people get one piece of the puzzle and we good. We stop. But that's not what the scripture tells us to do. So the scripture specifically tells us that when we find, we should keep finding. So it's let him seek, or let him not cease seeking until he finds a bunch of things, many things. And when he finds, he will be troubled. So whatever you find, if it doesn't cause trouble, then you got to keep seeking. Because, again, the what you have was given. Like in the movie Inception, a thought was planted into your brain so that way you could think that the thought was planted into the brain was your original thought. But that's not your original thought. That's not your original monad, as it's called in the ancient text. That's a watered-down version of that monad. You, that's the father, but that's not the forefather, as we already did in the last series. So in the last series, we know that everybody has the father. They got the wrong father. Because in the ancient text, it tells that if you got the father, you got to keep searching until you connect with the forefather. I mean, we read that already. We did this series already. We just did that as we broke down the cosmology. So for the rest of this year, I got one mandate, and that is to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the truth. Esoteric history of planet Earth and mankind, because it's not available on the planet. At least I can't find it nowhere. Now again, all of this is inside of the book that was copywriting and written in 2001. So I wrote this book in March of 2001. This is 2019. So what I wrote in 2001, I've never shared in public. Nor would I make this available to anybody in public. This is the only public. I'm doing this stuff, but I'm not going to read it out of the book. Because if I was to read to you right now what that was in that book, as I said before, it's going to cause cognitive dissonance. Like, it's going to cause cognitive dissonance, like severe. Because remember, after I was exposed to this, I was curled up in a fetal position for crying like a newborn baby. Because I was just like, again, like as I've shared with anybody, with everybody who would listen over the last 20 years, this is a part of the understanding of transcendentalism. But it's not, it's so far outside of the scope of everybody's reality that I have not found anyone that's been able to wrap their brain around the constructs in the book that I wrote in 2001. This is 2019. And I'm just not talking about it, just now. And I'm just going to talk in circles today because I just can't tell you because the truth can't be told. It must be experienced. So for 2019, we take the gloves off. But again, like it says in the Matrix, you cannot just expose someone to the truth. It'll fracture the brain. It'll cause cognitive dissonance. You actually would go cuckoo. I'm serious. Like I almost lost it. Like I had a mental breakdown. I was in New Mexico, and I remember, you know, going through, meeting with some group of men, and just all I could do was just cry, and they thought, like, brothers was laying hands on me, they were praying for me, you know, they know what to do. Because I was so emotionally overwhelmed, because what I read fractured my soul and my spirit and my mind. That's why this information is so dangerous. That's why I've been rolling it out really, really slowly. So I'm going to take the gloves off, and I'm only making this book available to members who are now. I know you may be part of Kingdom Menace Training Center or Life Management System. This is totally different. Now, you do get the 50% discount, like as it is on everything, but this is only available. Again, all seven 7-hour series. That's 49 hours worth of information. My 500-page book, The Ontological History of Mankind, that has not been sold to no person on the planet. Nobody has read this book. I haven't even published it. The book by itself is $500. It's $500. I'm thinking about raising it to $1,000 because I don't want people to buy the book. Because the book is just like, it's not a book. Like when I wrote this, I don't even know how I wrote it. I read it again. I was been reading it again, and I don't know. And I'm reading it, and it's like, wow. This book will change your entire life. And so we have to go through it. I have to go through it and read through it because the word kind is like, the book starts off just destroying, first of all, words. The book comes with it. It says that it has an extreme hazard to your current belief system. Because the Bible says, what is man that God is mindful of him? What is man that God is mindful of him? So obviously, man is something different from what you and I are taught. Because God is mindful of him. What is man, or why? What it's really saying is, why is man, why is God, why is man on God's mind? What is it about man that it has the attention of God or the gods? Then I even broke down, first of all, I start off in the book, and I go through, which I've done before, so we won't be going through that, obviously. I break down the 33s, the sets of 33s, that three sets of threes, and what that and what that means when it comes to theomathematics and biblical alphanumerics and gematria, and understanding that the 33s, the three threes, which almost gives us 100 degrees, is the highest level of understanding, understanding and overstanding of the true spiritual nature or the true spiritual force. So we start off breaking down what you and I call numbers. That's not numbers. Numbers are not numbers. Words are not words. So you and I have been taught. We don't know what numbers are. We just think that they're numbers. I mean, if I ask you, what is a number, what would you say? What is a number? You think a number is, like, if you write the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, do you know what you just did? Oh, and throw in zero. So from zero, what is the number zero? It's like we use numbers, but we don't know what they are. What is the number zero? So we start there because we don't understand the, I'm going to use the word organic, for lack of a better term, or argon, because remember, it's from the archons. So what is an argon? What is O-M-H-A-H-U-M? Anybody? So there's stuff that we have to shatter. There's frequencies that have to be destroyed. There's dispositions that have to be removed. Because we have not been exposed to the origins of mankind or the seeds or sources of the planet or the plants or who planted this cosmic tantra that we're in, this emission, the structure of divinity, the universe of the of Shiva or the kundalini, for lack of a better term. And so by breaking all of this down, we're going to get into what some people call so everybody understands the danger and the depth of the series and the book, which is why I never sold it to anybody. It's like all members, like any ancient text, the Gnostics, they never wrote their belief system down. It was passed on verbally from generation to generation because the magi, the magic, it was too powerful. They couldn't risk it getting into the hands of the goyim, as they called us back in the day. Because we wasn't worthy of the gnosis or the knowledge. For herein is the evil of ignorance. That he who is neither good nor wise neither satisfied or unsatisfied with himself, but he has no desire for that which he feels no want. That's a quote by Plato, which simply means, we have no desire or overstanding of something that we should want, but we don't. So how do you know what you don't know? You don't. And so the concern, as we read in the book of Thomas, you got to over, under, and understand and be concerned about things that you're not concerned about. So when you're happy, you got to question the happiness. The greatest trick that the enemy's done is make us slaves without us knowing that we're slaves, to give us lies without knowing that they're lies. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19 says this. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19 says, O Lord, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come upon thee in the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. As I've said before in Genesis chapter 18, verse 1, Genesis chapter 19, verse 1, those three men, there were three, they said that they're three men, but the definition of those three individual men are three different types of men. So not all men are men. So the understanding the esoteric cosmology of and the missions and the again, epigenesis or the planes of existence of the spiritual emissions, that's what this is all about. So, Brother Will, but what does that mean in English, though? Well, that simply means that in English, mankind consists of two words, man and kind. Man in the old English, it means neither male nor female. The word actually means vassal, V-A-S-S-A-L. That was the word man's mean, like vessel. And then the word kind means class or sort or variety. So the word kind has to do with a variety. So it's a variety of vessels. That's what mankind means. So when we read the book of Genesis and we talk about, again, mankind, what we're talking about is different types of vessels. Okay, a vessel is a container. So what the question, my brother, the question, my sister, is what is your vessel containing? So mankind means classes and varieties of vessels, different types of vessels that are filled with something. And so now when we look at, for example, in the Black's Law, not even Black's Law, Barry, the Library of Congress Law Dictionary, 1948, page 389, human being is defined as sea monster. See page 540. So on page 40, you look it up, it says monster. Monster defined as a human being by birth, but resembling a lower animal. Did y'all get that? So by birth, it means monster. By birth, resembling a lower animal. Webster's New World Dictionary, third college edition, page 879 of the 1988 edition. The word monster is defined as a person so cruel and wicked and depraved that it horrifies others. Random House Dictionary, page 901, second edition, page 901. Human being is defined as a natural man, unenlightened or unregenerated. And page 1461, page 1461 of that same Random House Dictionary, second edition, the word unregenerated, it means not repentant. It means unregenerated. It means not convinced by or not converted by. It means wicked, sinful. So, and we can go on, because then we get into words that establishes world. For example, the words humanitarianism. We're going to break that down. Or human. We're going to break that down, because again, these are words that are not inside of the Bible. But yet these are terms and words that we call ourselves, because the word human being is only mentioned once in the Septuagint. It's not in the King James. It's mentioned one in the Textus Receptus, and it's mentioned once in the Septuagint in Jonah chapter 4, verse 11. Jonah chapter 4, verse 11 says, "And I shall not spare thee, Nineveh, the great city, in which dwell more than 12 myriads of human beings, which do not know their right hand from their left hand." 12 myriads of human beings. Jonah 4:11. 12 different types in one city. Jonah in the ancient text, or in the Greek Septuagint, not in the King James, but in the Septuagint and in the Textus Receptus. Jonah chapter 4, verse 11. That's the only time in the Helios Biblios that the word human being is mentioned. You are not a human being, regardless of what you've been taught. Now, I know that's page 9 of the book. That's how the book starts. And we have 600 pages of stuff you've never heard in your life. 600 pages. So for the rest of 2019, we're going through all 600 pages. And we're going to destroy everything that you've been taught. Not that it's wrong or that it's right. It's just different. And then you got to go to the Father's Father. See, right now you got the Father. But we just read in the Apocryphon of John that everybody needs a forefather. Now, there's nothing wrong with having a father. He just keeps you in a box. Now, it's a great box. The box got everything you need. It's like going to federal prison. Like, if you're going to go to prison, you want to go to a federal prison. Because a federal prison is, you know, it's just like going and staying at a hotel, like Holiday Inn. It's not too bad. You got, you know, 3 hot meals a day. You know, you got single cell, you know, air conditioned, TV, microwave. You know, you get visitation. Some federal prisons, you get conjugal visits, you know. So you got you get to go to law library. Actually, I went out, got hired out in Beeville. There's a big federal prison out there. And at the time, I decided not to take it because it was just like a country club. And so I went and worked at a supermax. I needed something a little bit more intense. I went to New Mexico and worked out there. Now, what am I saying? You're in a prison, boo-boo. Now, let's understand. It's a nice prison. Nobody wants to leave the prison of this body. We all like this body. It's off the hizzle, faux shizzle. But that's not your original design. You are a spirit trapped by your soul. And you live out your life inside this body. Trapped by your soul. The soul is the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, the intellect. Your mind is limited. Your will is limited. Your emotions are limited. The 5 elements of the soul, the mind, the will, emotion, imagination, and intellect, they're all limited. But you don't know that they're limited because you never questioned it. Neither have I up until 2001. So I've been questioning it ever since. And it's like almost 20 years later. So the term human being is synonymous with the term natural man. So the natural man, and the word natural man, now that's mentioned quite a few times in the Bible, and especially in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. So the natural man is actually the human. Because the word natural man is synonymous with the word human in all of the Helios, Biblios, and all of the dictionaries. But the natural man, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You see, my brothers, you see, my sisters, we all stuck like Chuck because we all think that we're natural men. And again, the world is not gender specific, because as we just talked about in the Cosmogrator series, the cosmology of the Cosmogrator, there is no gender. Gender is a man-made construct. Gender is not a spiritual. In the ancient text, everybody is A-E-O-N. But down here, we're either male or female. It's just like, what is a hammer? Is a hammer male or female? What is the gender of a hammer? What is the gender of a chainsaw? What is the gender of an automobile? What is the gender? See, things that's a man-made, that's a Luciferian construct. That was not given to you by the forefather. That was given to you by your father. Now, the Bible says you are of your father, the devil, and the works of your father. So the your father you got, that's the wrong one, boo-boo. Now, again, Do not believe me. Do not believe me. Do not believe me. You got to do this research for yourself. That's what I had to do. It took me 20 years to get here. It might take you a little while. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. You're a spirit. But you cannot connect with God. So we're going to talk about, for the rest of this year, how come? Because somebody sold you something that's not true. And you know it. Deep down inside, you know what I'm saying is true. You know something is off because you're supposed to offer. Well, it's common in the kingdom. What this guy then told, did you know work? There's no such thing. That now there's Edgar, but there's no such thing as W-O-R-K. Work is designed to separate you from God, not to connect you with God. The more you work, the more it separates you from God. Mentally, the more, you know, work or the more crap you have on your brain, the more separated you are from God. Because that's Aragon. Your brain, the word Aragon means that the brain is immersed in your design. So your brain should be immersed inside your purpose, not inside your passion. And you're very passionate. That's great. That's cool. But when you're done, you might want to find purpose. That only comes from design. So the natural man means a artificial or jurisdictional person. A natural person or a human being is a legal entity, like a corporation, according to IRS.gov. It is distinguishable from the artificial person, legal entity. And so we get into terms which we know not of, and we call ourselves these. These are banking. These are maritime. These are water. That's why you come out of the birth canal. So this is a maritime law. That's why, and you go to any corporation, any court in America, you're going to see the maritime flag for maritime law for jurisdictional artificial persons because they have legal, you're a legal entity. You're an artificial person. You're just like a corporation. I got a lot of corporations because I understand that these are spiritually dead. They belong to the prince of this world because he's dead. That's why it's an artificial, because this is an artificial environment. Everything that you see is artificial. It's not real. That's why your street, when you see letters in all caps, it means fictitious person. So why is your name in all caps on your driver's license and in your birth certificate? Why is your street sign? Why is it your city and your state? Why is the United States of America in all caps? Because this fate is fictitious. But we're not talking about the government. We're talking about your spirituality. See, there's a huge difference between man and mankind. All men are not men. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15. Out of everything that I've done, I'm very thankful for the grace and mercy of the Father because I prayed for death and he gave me life. Because the Bible, you know, no man is fit to live until he's fit to die. So on January 1st of 2009, I was ready. I was done. I said, this is a wrap. And the forefather, he had a different plan. He said, not yet, boo-boo. We got work to do. So in Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15 says, woe unto those who deeply hide their plans from the Lord, whose deeds are done in a dark place. And they say, what do they say, brothers? They say, what do they say? Who's they? Who's they? Are we going to break down who they are? We're going to break down the dark laws. We've already exposed you to it, to the cosmic rock tour. But we're going to break down all of his homeboys. 365 of them. That's why there's one for each day of the year. So there's one every day. There's just one you, but you're going up against 365 different dispositions. Every day there's a different frequency, a different wave, a different vibration. You think you're fighting the same devil? Newsflash. 365 of them. I know all of them by name. Do you? Now, I don't recommend it. You ain't got to know them. But, hey, I'm a master teacher. This is my job. I'm supposed to know. That's why I know. I was born to know this. I was born to share this with you. 365 aeons, brothers and sisters, because they're not gender. It's not male or female. They are A-E-O. Do you know the aeonic consciousness? Do you know what aeonic consciousness is? Oh, we're going to break it down, brothers and sisters, because it says those whose deeds are done in a dark place, and they say, who sees us or who knows us? You turn things around. You turn things around. In ancient text, it says you turn things upside down. in the Septuagint. You turn things upside. They take the truth. They turn it upside down. Or they turn it around. That's why I did the Life Optimum Circle. Remember I told you guys, you got your numbers. You got life path. You know, you got your expression number. You got the sowers. You got the outer person number. Turn it around, boo-boo. Nobody on the planet. There's nobody on the internet. Nobody else on this earth that I've heard that will tell you to do that. Go to all of the personality things on the Google. Go do the research. Go look. I already did. Do the research. There's nobody on the internet that will tell you to take your life path number and put it last, not first. Nobody. I've never heard that talk other than me. Where did I get it from? Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15. Because if the enemy turns it around, I'm going to turn it back around. Because English is English. English is Enochian. I have a book called Enochian, the language of bit light beings. Enochian, English, is the language of the fallen. It's not the language of the risen. It's the language of the lower G. It's not the language of the big G. So everybody on this planet, you unknowingly or knowingly worshiping the little G, who's acting like the big G. You call him daddy, father, but he's not the forefather. Job. So my job is to expose his job. That's why I'm here, to replace error with truth. That's the whole purpose of my existence. See, he takes the seed and he turns things upside down. Verse 16, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 16. Shall the potter be considered equal with the clay? That what is made would say to its maker, he did not make me. Or what is formed say to him who formed it, he has no understanding. So we know that scripture, and it's inside of the New Testament as well. Can the clay say to the potter, make me thus? In other words, can you tell God, I mean, this is what everybody does. Oh, God, I'm not male. I know I got male parts. I'm in a male body, but I just feel feminine. So can the clay say to the potter, you bumped up, dude. You messed up. That's what's going on, right? Things are turned around, brothers and sisters. That's how you know. Well, that's how I know. That's why I know Cosmogratto, this is his world. He running the show down chump. See, what's happening on earth? This is not true. This is not history. You see, true history was erased and replaced during the invasion, during the Inquisition, during the Dark Ages. History, as you know it, is not history. What I'm going to be sharing for the rest of 2019, again, only available for pay-per-view, I will never say this on this venue. Number one, they wouldn't even allow it. Because every time I've talked about this stuff, for some reason or other, that show gets lost, deleted, canceled, call drop, all types of audio problems. It's amazing. So I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, a story. That's not a story. I'm going to tell you historical and cosmological evidence, in fact. Now, it's going to be tough for your humanity, but it's going to enlighten your spirituality. Because, see, this is going to contradict everything that you've been taught in school, everything that you've been taught in your books, everything that you've been taught in the cemetery. Seminary. Everything that you've been taught in the cemetery and in history, everything. This is the true history of this planet, this planned net. Everything on this planned net is a plan to establish a worldwide global network called the internet. That's how you can enter the net, through the internet. So when you log onto the internet, welcome to the desert of the real. You just logged into the net, and you're going to get extrapolated. That's the plan. So it's a great plan. I ain't mad at him. Cosmogratto, I ain't mad at him. I mean, hey, if I was a bad guy, I would have came up with the same plan. Make everybody think that the God that they got is real. And no matter what religion, you just cover up a bunch of them. But they're all saying, no matter, it's two sides. It's a left wing and a right wing. But it's only one bird. That one bird, but he got two wings. But both wings are attached to one freaking bird. See, this is the shadow government ability to use the Helican dialectic the ability to use disinformation and misinformation to establish information. So what, you know, information that is incorrect or not valid is just said repeatedly. But nobody questions it, because if it's just, again, the best way to tell a lie is just to keep repeating the lie. And no matter how many people reject the lie, you just keep saying it. And eventually, if you just keep saying it, this is what the Nazis did. The Nazi programming propaganda machine, the techniques that the Nazis use, oh, man, they just said, they tell it big. Don't tell a little one. Tell a big one. Just a bold-faced lie. And then just dare anybody to disagree with you. And you do, you put a bullet in the head. And then you just keep saying it. Fear. It's fear-induced, trauma-induced mind control. So if you see trauma every day, white man shooting black man in the back. This happens every day. I just watched a thing on Facebook where this guy was out there in a community garden. Three white women got together and said that, you know, he was looking at them inappropriately or whatever. He got arrested. Go to jail. Now, thankfully, he got out and he won. But, hey, like he said, credit's gone. Job is gone. He's been, you know, it's been, his name has been, you know, defamation of character. You know, his whole life is gone just because they just decided, we don't like this black man putting a garden in our white neighborhood. I don't even think the neighborhood was white. They just happened to live in the neighborhood. He was just gardening while black. I guess that's a crime now too. Gardening while black. I know driving while black is a crime, but what happens when you see that over and over again? It's trauma induced. It's called exposure therapy. I'm gonna expose you something. That way you can have learned helplessness. So that way you walk around, I'm helpless, I'm helpless, I'm helpless. How did you learn it? Because you got exposed to it. How do you get exposed to it? Because you watch the Idiot Box every day. We all do. That's the same thing that the Nazis did. So if it's working, why change it? Something like the television is not what you think. That box, how does it work? How does the catheter, anybody heard the catheter ray tube? Oh, we're going to break down the catheter ray tube. Y'all know that was originally designed to catch apparitions, ghosts, devils, demons, and goblins, to expose them, so to speak. The catheter ray, go to Google, type it in, catheter ray tube. A television is not a television, or is it? Yeah, actually, it is. It's teleporting a vision, transporting an image into your head to change the one that God put there. You see, my brothers and sisters, we are dwellers on two planes of ETs. Look at the word planet. You will see the word plane, and you will see the word extraterrestrial. I mean, if you're interested, when you got some time, you know, you might want to check it out. At your convenience, of course. So you're on a plane. That's where this whole flat earth stuff, you may want to check it out. You're on a plane. But this plane was made by ETs. That's why it's called a plane ET, a.k.a. planet. Now, the first books of the Bible is called the Torah. But they don't tell you that the word Torah means two, Ra. Look at the word. Torah, T-O-R-A-H. Two, Ra. Who's Ra? I mean, I don't know. At your convenience, of course. You just might. Again, this is just, we ain't even got to the good stuff yet. This is just elementary school right here. I mean, this is like preschool stuff. What we're going to be talking about in the book, it's going to hurt your brain. I'm just telling you straight up. So if you like your brain, you might not want to join. Now, I've said this on a lot of series, right? And we've already exposed a lot of stuff. Everything I've talked about so far is just child school, just high school stuff. That's just the most talking in circle stuff. While I was developing the cojones to talk about the real stuff. Because really, you know, I'm really interested in, you know, I'm just like you. I just like, you know, hey, going out, having fun, enjoying my family, eating a nice meal, just, you know, just living the dream. But the Father always reminds me when that promise you made me back on January the 1st of 2009, said if I showed you the truth, not King James Version, remember that? Remember what you said? You said that you would share with everybody and their grandmother. Well, I showed it to you on 2001. This is 2019. You plan on like Sheridan anytime soon? So like you, brothers, I just rather stay at home and, you know, watch Love and Hip Hop and the Basketball Wives and eat Captain Crunch cereal and watch cartoons and play video games all day. It's like, yeah, I'm no different from you. But I got a calling. I got a mandate. So do you. So I got to make a choice. You got to make one too. I need to step up to the plate and do what, and pick up and put, deny myself, my flesh, pick up my cross and follow him. And so I just, you know, I mean, it is 2019. It has been almost 20 years. So maybe it is time to totally expose what they teach in the secret societies in the higher levels that you and I are not supposed to know. So in the next, I've already done one series, so I got six more to go. We'll start the next one. Probably start the next one like around the 20th, 25th, somewhere in there. Again, cost for each series individual. If you remember, the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is only $25 for you. If you're not a member, you can pay for each series individually, separately, by itself. Nothing changes. All I'm doing is I'm just making a package, putting it all together, pay for it up front, and you're done for the whole year. You have to pay $25, $50, $100. Again, total everything, if you add up everything, including the book, because the book by itself is $500. Each one, if you do all the series, you pay full price, it's $100. That's seven. And you can do the math. So it's a savings. Because normally, what, $7,500, $12,000, it'll be $1,200. And then, remember the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, 50% off, it'll be $600. So I'm offering it today for $500. Or seven payments of $100, $700. Still a savings of $300 or savings of $500 off of the total price of $12,000. Now, if you buy all of this stuff separately, you know, especially the book along with each one full price, man, you're looking at almost $2,500. With the discounts and stuff, you're looking at like $17,000. But with today's offer, what I'm offering today, you're only looking at, you know, if you pay it in full, it's only $500 for everything. Once payment is received, full payment is received, that's when you receive the book. And you can read ahead if you want to. Wouldn't advise it, because you're going to have a lot of questions that I'm going to be answering during the rest of 2019. That's why I'm kind of laying the book out in chapters and kind of doing drip content, and I'm just releasing the chapters as we go through it. However, if you pay it in full and you would like all, you know, the series that we've already done, and the book that came with that series, which is the book, The Cosmic Art Tour, that book alone will hurt your brain. Just from what we already discussed and already read, especially about the creation, about the first Adam, about the, again, Cain and Abel and Sethians that I've never heard nobody talk. Everybody gives you the option of Cain and Abel. That's like eating two bad apples. Again, notice they always give you option A and option B. They never give you option C. Nobody talks about Seth, the true line or the true lineage, which is what we just discussed in that series. So you might want to get that book and that series that becomes a part of this program, so that we can understand how they take your energy and give it to Ra. So that's why when we pray, we say Amen. So y'all know who Amun is, A-M-U-N. Remember, vowels are interchangeable. A-E-I-O-U. You can always tell it, A-E-I-O-U, take one out, put one in. That's why the word theater is the word theo, theater, T-H-E-A, is T-H-E-O, theo. This is a theater. This is a place where theos run around. That's what that word theater means. But without over understanding how they intermingled, they took out jots and tittles. That's why the forefather said, heaven and earth would pass away before one jot or one tittle. Those are the vowels. Because the Maserat Jews played this game that we're going to be talking about. And this ability to understand, now all of this comes about through the leading and guiding of the Ruach and the forefather to lead you past all of the reptilian agenda and this whole, you know, Anunnaki intervention and propaganda techniques to keep you confused. So that way, you know, we don't over under understanding and how to connect with the forefather, and we end up with Isis or Ra or El. We end up with Isis Ra El or Isra El. You don't care which one you got. You just end up with one of them. Because on Earth, on this dimension, on this frequency, on this wave or this vibration, we're not exposed to, you know, the original history, the original energy, the original frequency, the original vibration of the forefather. And so now we have to understand how to go above and go over. That's what this series is about, because you are spirit. You're not this, you know, corruptible body. You are a spirit that has possession of a soul that's downloaded into an avatar that you call a body. Now, there was a movie called The Avatar. Y'all remember that movie, The Avatar? Now, I might want to watch that movie, The Avatar, again, because they telling you a lot of the stuff or some of the stuff that we're going to be talking about in this series. Your spirit is trapped inside of a body. That's its avatar. But did you choose your avatar? So you are a human that has an avatar. And you're down in, like in the movie Avatar, remember, the dude was really sleeping in a box somewhere while his consciousness was downloaded into an avatar. And he was running around with a whole other species on a whole other planet. Where was his body at? In the movie Avatar, they trying to tell you something about Hugh, man, and your spliced DNA existence with your RAS, reptile activation system. They call it reticular activating system. Your reticular activating system that sits on the top of your spinal cord. Reticular is really reptilian. But you know, we're gonna break it down so that way you can understand how that affects the DNA. Because see, you're not hardwired to be a reptile. But if I put the reptile brain first and then the paleo brain second and then the neo brain last, the reptile brain overpowers the paleo and the neo brain. So that way you act more reptilian. Thus the person or the reason for the reptile or the reptilian brain. So many people put their faith in the system and the authorities because why? That makes life simple. We ain't got to ask no questions. We just go through, we just believe. We just believe what we're told. That way we don't have to worry about anything. We got to do no research. We just, you know, go to work, you know, come home, take care of me, my foe, and no more. You know, life is good. Authorities like people like that. Why? You don't question. You don't ask no questions. You do what you're told. You're a good yes man or a yes woman. That allows the system, you'll go well. You'll do good in life. Everybody probably loves you on their job. You come to work early, stay late. You probably got your own parking spot, got your gold watch, employee of the month. I understand. Been there, done that 58 times. But then there's one day something that's going to be a little tug on your soul. That's going to be the creator saying, it's time to exit the matrix and return to the grand alignment that I have established before the foundation of this world. When you hear the father, the forefather, talk over the father. When you hear the forefather, that's when you know it's time. So brothers and sisters, I don't know if that time is now for you or later. But if that time is now for you, you want to email me at masterteacher33@gmail.com. Or just simply go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Then full cost for all of 2019, for the rest of the year. And more importantly, to get a copy of my book, The Ontological History of Mankind. And again, that I've not released this to anybody. And again, do come with a disclosure statement. I'm asking everyone who gets the copy of the book not to share that book with anyone. It's on you, whether you honor it or not. I ain't going to come after you, no legal team and all this other crap, but it's up to you. But there is a crossing that impacts our planetary grid system that the powers that be already know about. But that crossing is designed to do a natural. actual boost or jump. Remember in the movie Inception, there was inside of a dream. And the only way to get out of the dream was the feeling of falling. It will snap you and make you wake. It's like if you're sitting in a chair. Remember, watch the movie Inception. Again, I know you've probably already seen it, but when you watch the movie Inception, and that feeling that you have at something that's off, you're off balance, that snaps you out of your dream state, and it activates the Christ awakened state. That's what Nibiru does for our planet, to take us to the next level. The powers that be, they don't want to go to the next level. They like the archaic state that they're in. So we're going to talk about the crossing, the crisscross, the Christos. So crisscross and Christos, crucified, all those are the same etymologically. Where the lines cross, it makes a cross. Crisscross, cross. And so something happens, but the powers that be, they want to keep you in fear, doubt, and unbelief, and anger, because that energy is counterproductive, and it prevents, and it keeps you inside of the system of a low vibration instead of a high vibration. So it's destructive to the very advancement of your spirituality. And that's a part of what we're going to be breaking down, you know, for the rest of 2019, because this is extremely important. Probably, again, the series that I just did, and the series that starts at the end of this month, is some pretty deep stuff. For the members of the Kingdom International Training Center, we'll be starting also back with the classes. We're on class 61 as we go in through those classes as well, which is totally different from what we're doing here. But we're also on a similar path. But again, the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is designed more of the implementation of what we're learning. This information, the pay-per-view classes, is more about the learning of the information. Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, Life Management System, is designed to help you implement that information. So that way you can bring about what you think about. It's one thing to have knowledge, but it's a whole other thing to be able to apply that knowledge so that way you have wisdom. So brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Again, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. I'll be also sending out more information, so just continue to stay tuned. If you need more details, or just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Well, thank you everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is, got a name that nobody can pronounce. May the Son, whose name is the Christos. May the Ruach, the Pneuma, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you. Ain't no telling what you fall on, something that a man will grow. Ain't no telling how you make. operating in